And now some very distressing news that might not be for everyone. First, police in Newtown, Connecticut say Jeremy Richmond, whose daughter Avielle was one of the children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings, was found dead this morning at the town hall in apparent suicide. Jeremy Richmond was a neuropharmacologist. He and his wife, Jennifer, founded the Avielle Foundation to try to use science to prevent school shootings. His death follows news that two high schoolers who survived Florida's Parkland shootings took their lives in the last week. We start in Connecticut with Newtown Bee Associate Editor John Vokat, who became a friend of Jeremy Richmond's. John, we are so sorry.
Thank you.
Tell us about Jeremy Richmond and Jennifer and what they hope to do through their foundation.
They were dedicated to, on one hand, educating the world community about brain health and how they hope that science would be able to help turn the corner in getting an understanding of what makes people do terrible things so that it could be dealt with or treated before that situation within the individual manifested into action.
Yeah, the whole goal to prevent violence, to grow the capacity for empathy and compassion, such an incredibly worthy goal. You know, people would ask them, how can you possibly throw yourself into this work? But we're reading that part of what they would say is that they wanted people to even momentarily imagine bearing the unbearable, to develop this sense of compassion.
That is something that Jeremy had said to me. They weren't shying away from their devastating experience. And I guess that was one of the tools that that Jeremy used and hoped to continue to use to get people to that place where they might be able to begin working toward the good and toward the light.
What else would you want us to know about Jeremy Richmond?
He really was a source of light. His heart always seemed so full of love and the desire to just help other people.
Look, this is so fresh. We're so grateful you're even able to talk because we know you haven't been at times.
But it's just this. I am numb, but I love Jeremy Richmond, and it's going to take a long time, if ever, for me to be able to really process this.
Well, and what about the community?
He had a series of events every month where he sold out the theater and brought in speakers, and the points of light that radiated from him that touched so many people around the world and right here in the community, right here in the neighborhood, right here in his own office. I dare say we just have to think of the good in Jeremy and try to feel that good in our own hearts during these darkest times after learning this news today.
John Vokat, again, thank you so much, and I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
And again, John is with the Newtown Bee local paper in Connecticut, where police say Jeremy Richmond, parent of a Newtown shooting victim, apparently took his own life this morning. Terrible news for fellow parents who've lost children in mass shootings.